Established in 1598 by Spanish missionary settlers in the abandoned Tewa people village, Española, New Mexico became one of the first capitals in North America. Originally named La Vega de los Vigiles, which meant the Vigil's Meadow, Spanish and Native people relied on the meadow and the Rio Grande River to survive. Early Native people homes can still be seen today in the area. The Puyi Cliff Dwellings are a great architectural example of these homes built by the Pueblo people, showcasing their unique abilities to thrive inside of the desert climates. Present-day Española formed in the 1880s as the railroad began entering the area. The infamous Chili Line Railroad was known for the multiple types of chili peppers it carried, brought an influx of jobs and new people. In short time, the meadow transformed from a quaint village into a railroad town. Emerging from this transformation, the new town renamed itself Española. Legend has it the town was named after a beautiful Spanish woman who worked at a local restaurant that many of the railroad workers ate at. Other legends say the name came from the informal recognition of many Spanish beauties that had moved to the area via the railroad. Some even claim the town became so Spanish-like, and they fondly called the town New Spain. No matter the origins, the new name was officially adopted in 1900. But the railroad boom did not last long in Española, and many of the residents returned to their farms to survive. The town began to find new life again as the Los Alamos National Laboratory employed nearly 10% of Española residents. Although many of the older historic buildings have been torn down, few remain and now serve as museums for local Native people history, as well as the history of the Spanish and Anglo presence in Española.